Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on a Blue Days with Murph. Today on the show, we have a brand new music from Adley, Jenna Paulette, and Lauren Davidson. We also welcome my dear friend Ashley Taylor as guest co-host. I talk with Ashley about the upcoming TICMA Awards that she's nominated for in October, as well as anything else that she has in store for us. This should be a fun show, folks, and. What am I saying? It's always fun when we have Ash on air with us. Hey, Ash, how are you, girl?
Hey, bud. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for doing this today on a sort of short notice.
Oh, no. Thank you so much for having me. It's always good to hop on and talk to you. And I really do enjoy Indie Country Radio, so excited to hear some tunes from some folks and hang out. I'm pumped.
It's going to be the stuff we've got planned for today. It's going to be fun. But I know we were talking about this off air, and we'll get into it more later in the show, but you've got some a pretty major award that you're nominated for.
Yeah, that is true. That is that's what people tell me, and it's kind of surreal. I can't believe it. It's crazy.
So with all that being said, let's take you guys back to last week and see where we left off with the countdown. At number three last week, we had Natalie Stovall's brand new one, Can't Love You No More. Number two last week was Runaway Angel, just missing out on their sixth number one on the show with their brand new single, Hard to Get. And taking number one last week was my friend Celeste Kellogg with her single A Country Swagger. And you know how I told you that Runaway Angel had just missed out on the number one last week? That would have broken a record. Six number ones. Nobody's ever done that before.
Wow.
So, what do you say? Let's get into this week's countdown.
Let's do it.
Awesome. Coming in this week at number three is another very dear friend of mine. I met this girl last month at the National Universe Awards, where she co-hosted with Adam Wartsell. This is brand new from Adley, and I got to hear it live at the awards, and folks, it is just gorgeous. So this is brand new from Adley. This is called What If I Stay at number three on Indie Country Radio.
Sit on the porch with your arms around me, kissing like we were on the silver screen, the kind of love you only dream of. Now it's gotten to the point that we barely touch. You're sleeping on the couch like we're broken up. It's getting tough. Are you giving up? crying myself to sleep at night, wondering if I'm good enough. What if I run? What if I stay? What if we take the time to work it out, not let it slip away? What if I try? You wanna be?
Oklahoma, Adley moved to Nashville amidst her a debut as a member of Team Blake on season 2 of NBC's The Voice. Since 2013, she has continued to live her life in front of the camera and on stage nationwide. But she's a Grammy awarded entertainer, opening for acts like Blake Shelton, Chris Young, Jake Owen, Chris Jansen, Big and Rich, and Tim McGraw. She's also a savvy digital marketer with her number one Amazon best-selling book, How They Sell Music, and viral videos continuing to attract some of the nation's top brands every year. So, what do you think of Adley's song, Ashley?
That girl can sing. That's all capitals. That was a beautiful song. Like, just beautiful song, well written. That's a great song. She did awesome. I've met her a couple times too, and she's just like the sweetest thing. So yeah, I really enjoyed that, man. It's a great tune.
I was gonna ask if you actually knew her personally. I was gonna ask that, but I think Adley has. One of the best voices in the industry.
Yeah, man, when I think of, like, you know, independent females, like, I've heard her sing live, and it's amazing. I mean,
she
definitely has a gift. She is like a singer, you know? Like, I think there's a lot of, like, people that, you know, like, we all sing, but I feel like there's maybe, like, people that are more, like, singer-songwriters, but when I think of her, I'm like, man, if I could just sing like her, that would be amazing. She's very gifted, very talented.
I actually got to watch her perform that song live at the National Universe Awards back in May, and she just blew the roof off the place. I mean, that was probably not a dry eye in the place.
Oh, wow. That's so awesome. I totally believe that.
It was incredible.
I didn't attend those awards. I didn't attend those awards in person, but I did watch it back, and I did see her performance, and I thought it was just amazing.
It was incredible just to, just to be there live and watch it. It was great. I know we teased earlier, and I think it's time to finally talk about it. You're up for, 7 awards in October or something?
Yeah, so I thought it was 6. I thought it was 6 Kickmas, and I honestly was blown away. I had no idea. We were talking a little, beforehand, but I literally just got a phone call that put me on air with our buddy over at K-Dub, and so apparently I had 6. Well, then the other day someone was messaging me on Facebook, and they were like, hey, I just wanted to let you know that, I just went and voted for you again, and I was like, oh, man, thank you so much. And they're like, but we noted that you say you're nominated for 6, but we actually saw your name 7 times, and I was like, oh, so I guess apparently I'm nominated for 7, which is even better. But if you kind of know me very well as a person, I actually have a really interesting thing with the number 7. It really truly is a lucky number for me, and it just keeps showing up throughout life in different things. And so, even when it came to my EP, that's coming out here in a couple months, I put 7 songs on there. Just because I'm like, that's my number, 7. So, I'm really excited and, truly honored. I can't wait. Super pumped. And I get to perform on it, too. It's going to be great. It's going to be so awesome.
And,
so much fun.
And yours truly is co-hosting, which is a different experience. That's something I've never done. I mean, I've never co-hosted an award show in my entire life, and I'm kind of freaking out. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, you're going to do great. No, you're going to do so fine. You're going to be so great.
But
I can't wait.
I wanted to go back to that initial text you got telling you that you were nominated for a set award. What went through your mind at that point?
I'm overwhelmed, and I see this, and I think a lot of people say this, and I really do mean it, not that other people don't, but if you're around me, in my personal life, you definitely understand that I literally do really work 16 hours a day, every single day. Today's Friday, and I've literally already played 7 shows this week, just to give you an idea. And I've already written 3 songs, and I love what I do, and I enjoy it so much, and I just keep working at it, and sometimes I don't really stop, though. I'm really bad about stopping and just enjoying the moment. So when I get a text message, from, first off, a friend saying, hey, just so you know, this happened, for starters, it's gratitude, because that means that people went and they voted for me. That means that, my fans, had my back. My friends went and voted for me. That means a lot, just to have other people see what you're doing and just be like, hey, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. That really means more to me than you know. And it makes me stop, and it makes me take a moment to just reflect and just to think back and just nothing but, just gratitude for it. Because that just, it just means so much. It really, really does.
I understand exactly where you're coming from, because I mean, I've been doing this show in the country industry for 4 years, and there have been moments where I'm like, am I getting anywhere with this show? I mean, Is it?
Yeah.
Are people actually hearing me? But I will tell you, last Saturday we had CMT's Katie Cook on the show, which I just
I love her.
I honestly thought that would never happen in my lifetime, but and to hear her say that she supports what I'm doing on the show, that's total validation for me. I mean, that was the best thing I could ever possibly hear, you know.
Heck yeah, I totally understand that. It's always a compliment when someone who's a fan comes up and, you know, tells you, like, you know, things and how much they appreciate what you do, and that, like, that just makes my heart swell up. But it's almost like a different emotion when someone in the industry, especially a hero, you know, somebody like Katie Cook, you know, who says something like that. That's amazing, dude. Congratulations. And it's true, too, because I know that you and I go way back. Like, you were my first interview I ever did. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like I feel like we've grown together, you know, like when I was a new kid in Nashville a couple of years ago, you were my first interview. And now fast forward a couple of years and we're talking about how you're co-hosting an award show and I'm nominated 6-7 times. And, you know, like we all grow together and that's really exciting. It's a beautiful world.
It's crazy. What a couple of years, of work will do for you, Ash. It's crazy. You know?
So true. That's why I always tell people, you know, like fellow artists or, you know, people, like I went down to a school the other day and I was talking to kids about the music industry. And I'm a firm believer, it doesn't matter where you're at right now, whether you're starting out or maybe you're a bit further advanced, doesn't matter how good you are at something or how bad you are, you know, at it. You just got to keep working and you got to keep growing and you'll get better and better and more doors will open and more things will happen. And that's how it works. But yeah, you're doing a great job, dude. And I know I'm very grateful for everything you've done for me over the couple years that we've known each other. You've been a big support and I'm very grateful.
Well, I appreciate that. And right back at you. I mean, without independent artists like yourselves, I couldn't do what I'm doing. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. No, well, vice versa.
So, with all that being said, let's get back to the music
Find
out who's at number two this week.
Sounds good.
I'm the artist at number two this week. I've been playing since basically the start. It's Jenna Paulette, and she's come out with a pretty hilarious new song that literally just dropped this morning. So I believe I'm only the second radio show to ever play it, or the second place it's ever been played. But listen really close to these lyrics, Ash. This is Jenna Paulette at number two with Mexico on Indie Country Radio.
Kinda hairy.
Yeah.
Can't show off the summer body, cause I'm too dang cold. Got double miles on Southwest air, and yeah, it's time to go. Take me to Mexico, where the wild things grow. I can hang out with my new boyfriend, Jose Cuervo. Yeah, down in Mexico, I take it nice and slow. Kissing on a stranger, looking like Vin Diesel's bro. Down here. Cash for accommodations. Got three.
back just for me. Down here in Mexico, where the wild things grow, where I can hang out with my new boyfriend, Jose Cuervo. Yeah, down in Mexico, I take a nice and slow, kissing on a stranger looking like Vin Diesel's bro. Down here in Mexico, take me to Mexico.
And at number two this week, that was Jenna Paulette with Mexico. That was a fun song, wasn't it, Ash?
Oh, man, heck yeah. I was, like, over here dancing along and stuff. It was great, great song.
You know, that was actually, Jenna tells it much better than me, but that was actually a true story.
Really?
Seriously.
Wow.
She actually mentions it. She tells a story on a podcast interview she did. It may still be on her Instagram bio. I don't know, but it's a pretty hilarious story. So
that's hilarious. I'll definitely have to check it out. I love that, though, when like, you hear a song and then you get to hear, like, the story behind it, and then, you know, you turned out, like, it's something just true from the artist's life. I love that. I think that's so cool, man.
Me too.
That's awesome.
Me too. I mean, and the first time I heard the story, before I even heard the song, I was like, this is going to be fun. This is going to be so much fun.
And that it is. It's a great song.
I don't know if you can announce this yet or not, but there was something else that we were talking about off air. More awards in your future.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I haven't announced it personally yet, but it's already out there. So I don't mind talking about it, but yeah, we were talking about how I have a bunch of nominations for the KICMA Awards and then I'm performing there. And then, I actually found out a couple days after that I'm actually nominated for 3 of the Josie Music Awards as well. So basically September and October. So this fall is like really busy for me because I have both of those award shows, and then, you know, the one I'm performing at, and then my EP, which has been long awaited, which I'm so excited just, like, to get out and share with people, is actually coming out October 1st. So
oh,
I'm
nice.
Super excited. Oh, yeah. So it's going to be
That's
a
awesome.
really busy time and everything. But, I mean, like,
yeah.
I'm really excited for this fall. I mean, and the whole rest of my summer is just booked with shows and getting to go out and play in different, you know, states and do stuff. So I'm really excited. This year has just honestly been so good to me. And, like, I know we just kind of hit that halfway point, and I can't wait to see what the next 6 months brings because this year has just been so good to me. It's just unreal.
Question. Will the KICMA Awards, will that be your first red carpet experience?
Technically, it will be my very first Nashville red carpet experience, yes. Last November, I actually flew home to Bakersfield, my hometown, and I won a Rising Star Award from the Bakersfield Country Music Association. And so we had, like,
that.
A little award show with, like, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that was back home in Bakersfield, but this is my first Nashville experience, yes.
Oh, nice. I remember my first red carpet experience, and I cannot believe that the KICMA Awards will be the third red carpet I've done. I can't even believe that at this point. But my first red carpet experience was 2017, I think. No, it,
uh-huh.
Yeah. 2017 at the a Chris Top Program a WABA Awards. And I mean,
oh, nice.
It was so much fun. I mean, I met Chris in person for the first time, and it was such a fun show. I actually won at those awards, too, if you remember.
I do remember hearing about that. Yes, I remember. And I was very, very excited for you and still am. That's so freaking cool, dude. That's awesome.
You know, I attribute all these red carpet awards or whatever to my friend Mary Cutter.
She, do you really? Why is that?
She took a chance on me and invited me on her TV radio show that she used to do back in Kentucky. A week before the WABA Awards. I mean, that was like my first on camera interview ever. So
oh,
I attribute that.
So cool.
I attribute all my success to Mary.
Mary's a sweetheart. Mary and I are good friends, and we've written together numerous times. And she is such a sweetie, man. She's the best. I went on that.
She is adorable. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah,
she's adorable.
She's the best, dude. She's so great.
And in this past December, I got to do another interview with my friends Jill and TJ of Nashville Entertainment Weekly, and that was fun.
Oh, nice!
That was so
very
much fun.
Nice. I've met them too. They're good people. Very good people.
Did you know Jill's expecting?
I did. I heard that through the grapevine, and congrats to them, because that is very exciting news. That's so cool.
Absolutely.
I can't wait. Can't wait. I don't know if they're having a boy or girl yet, but that's amazing.
I don't know yet either. But they're great people. I mean, they're some of the best.
They really are.
So,
they do a lot for artists.
Yes, they do. So, that brings us all the way to the number one song of the week. This song is from another artist I've played pretty well. This is Lauren Davidson's new Pouring Rain on Indie Country Radio, coming in at this week.
Pouring rain, and the heart.
And at number one this week, that was Lauren Davidson with A Pouring Rain. And there you have it, folks. This week's Indie Country Radio. What did you think of the show this week, Ash?
Man, it is awesome. I think it's hard to pick a number one song. They all were so good and so talented, and it was really cool seeing three girls up there, you know? Like, that's awesome. And it was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for having me on to co-host with you this week. I really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. I mostly play, and you know this, I mostly play girls on the show because frankly, I think you guys don't get enough respect in the industry, professionally speaking.
Well, I know that myself and a lot of other females definitely appreciate you putting your neck out there and playing our music. Yeah, thank you for what you do. It's a tough industry, and I think every person's story is a little bit different. But keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for all you have done. You're literally just the biggest sweetheart ever.
Absolutely. I've said this until I'm blue in the face, and I'll say it again. I am such a champion for the women of country music that it's just not even funny.
I've known you long enough to know that that is a very true statement, my friend. I've seen you do so much for independent artists and singer-songwriters and stuff, and primarily female. So that it's very appreciative, due to what you do. You definitely put your neck out there a lot.
Absolutely. And before Blog Talk Radio forcibly removes us from the network in about 10 minutes, one more question for you.
Sure.
Where can people follow you online if they want to ask you?
Oh, yeah. So the easiest way is if they just go to my website. It's ashleytaylormusic.com. And there you'll find literally all the different links to, like, my social media. You can send me an email, sign up for my mailing list. You can see where I'm playing at. I mean, I always make the joke a lot, but on the internet, and I will not press charges. So we'll be good. But,
Fair enough.
Just hit me at my website. But, yeah, I love meeting new people, so.
All right. I think I'm gonna let you go, but I thank you again for doing this. It's always so much fun to catch up with you.
Yeah, likewise, man. Thank you so much again for having me.
Absolutely. And kill it at the show tomorrow. I know you're going to kill it.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm packing right now and getting ready to head up there to Alabama. And I'm going to be in Chelsea, Alabama at the Cat and Bird Winery. So if anyone's listening and around that park, come and say hello and play from 2 to 5. And, yeah, thank you so much, bud. I appreciate it. This is the third state I've been in 7 days. So thank you so much.
Another question for you.
Sure.
Have you slept any lately?
No, not much. Can you tell?
I didn't think so.
Okay. Yeah. No. I have not slept much lately this week. It's been a wild week, my friend. But it's good, and I'm having fun, and I'm enjoying myself. I know. It's so funny. I feel like there's people that just know you so well. My brother, literally, I just picked up the phone today, and he said, "You're really tired, aren't you?" And I said, "No, I'm fine. I'm not." And he goes, "You're lying." And I was like, "Oh man, he's got me figured out."
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
It's good. It's gonna be a good week.
Well, I think I'm gonna let you go and kind of wrap things up here, but thank you again for doing this.
Oh, yeah. Again, thank you so much for having me. But any time. I really had a good time, and I enjoyed getting to hear some new music. So I'll definitely be checking those ladies out and giving them some Spotify love, you know, giving them some spin. Thank you so much for having me, and I really do appreciate you. And I can't wait to see you this fall in October. It's going to be so exciting.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. Oh, a fair warning, though. I am a hugger.
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably be hugged to death multiple times throughout the night.
Oh, that's okay. No, I'm a big hugger too. I don't really believe in handshakes. I believe we're all family
no.
at these kind of events, you know. So
exactly.
We gotta support each other and hug each other. So all good.
Yep. Mhm. Well, I'm gonna let you go and wrap up here, okay?
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks again, bud.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Ash.
All right, sounds
good. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's Indie Country Radio with one of my dearest friends, Ashley Taylor. Monday at 5:30 Central, we have the super talented Miss Alyssa Lynn joining us. And Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we've got the equally as talented Miss Michelle Pereira joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on With Ears With Murph. Thank you and goodbye.